Before we start again the sugya and daf nun dalet amud beis, which speaks about a new limud on hekdesh sheini, that you're not meisiv chaimish, I'd just like to learn one taisvis. Hekdesh u'maiser, a very interesting taisvis. Hekdesh u'maiser afuchim zem izem. The taisvis just says, an insight that we see that Hegdish and Meiser are opposite. The Meiser ein Meisef Chaimish al Chaimish. By Meiser Shaini, if you're poide the Chaimish, there's no din Eisaf as Chaimish al Chaimish. Ba al Chilul Shaini Meisef Chaimish. Now, if you were Mechalul Meiser Shaini and Domim, and now you want to be Mechalol this Domim, you're Meisef Chaimish. Kida Oma Bahatoide. Vehegdish Havi Ipche. Hegdish is the exact opposite, and we're going to learn the Sugya perhaps a little clearer today. By Hegdish, Hegdish Shaini, you are not Meisef Chaimish. And if you're poided the chaimish, you are meisif a chaimish. So Taisha just says, it's very interesting that hegdish and meisif shaini are exact opposites. The Ir Sameach in Hilchos Erchin Perek Zayin Aloche Beis wants to say an explanation to these two aloches. He says as follows. Let's speak about the din. Taisvis says there's a difference between Meiser Shaini and Chaimish by Hegdish Shaini. That means if I was Machalo Meiser Shaini, so now I want to be poyde that I was Machalo, I have to be Meiser for Chaimish. My change came by Hegdish. If I was Matvis Hegdish and something else and I want to be poyde that, I'm not Meiser. The Bailam is not Meiser for Chaimish. Zukter Sameach, that the din Eisofes Chaimish was said by the Bailam. That's Chumash. If you learn Chumash, the Bailam is Moisef HaChaimish. A strange person is not Moisef HaChaimish. Zukter Sameach Hazay. By Meiser Shaini, a Meiser Shaini, the Filiodetz Momen Gavoya, the Bailam has a Schus Achila. He's a Bailam in it. That's his bailus, Mama Gavoya, but he has a schus achila. He has a bailus. When he's machalo the meiser shaini and woman, he also has the same schus achila. Whatever, there's one chil, there's a second chil, there's a third chil, the schus achila he has, he had in the meiser shaini, he has in the, in the, he's machalo the meiser sheni on money, so he has a schus achil on the money. The money is machalo on the third thing, he has a schus achil on the third thing. Whatever he has his schus achila. So he's always a bailam. A bailam is meiser chaimish, so it's irrelevant if it's meiser sheni. It's, he was machalo the meiser sheni on money, he's still a bailam. A bailam is always meiser chaimish. He says, by Hegdish, when a person is Magdish something, Lebedek Abayis, he's always Bailam. That is anymore. Vaharaya, after you Magdish it, someone else can buy it. It's not his. It belongs to Hegdish. So why is he called a Bailam? If he's Moisef Achaimish, he's called a Bailam. That means Reuven was Magdish Abayime, Lebedek Abayis, and now he wants to be pointed at Abayime, he's Moisef Achaimish. He's the Bailam. In what the Sea of Hashem, because he was Magdish. His Bailas was because he made the Hegdish, so Mamela, that's also called Hashem Bailam. He's called a Bailam to be Meisef Chaimish. Zukter Sameach, but what if you were Mechalol, the first Hegdish on money? Now the Kedusha that comes on the money is not through him. The Kedusha that comes on the money is a Hamshacha from the first Kedusha. But he did not make this Kedusha. This is your Mamshech, your Matvis, the Kedusha that was on the first Hegdish on the money. But he's not a Bailam anymore. He didn't make this Hegdish. This is only a Amshach of the first Hegdish. That's why he's not called a Bailam. If he's not called a Bailam, so he's not Maisav Chaymish. That is how he explains these two halachas. So therefore, by Maisav Sheni, Hegdish Sheni, you are Maisav Chaymish, because he's always considered a Bailam. And by Hegdish, he's only considered a Bailam if he was Magdish. The Kedusha that comes later is not through him. This is Amshach from the first Kedusha. When it comes to Chaymish, he says, the Din Chaymish is like the Keren. I mean, just like your Maisav Chaymish and the Keren, your Maisav Chaymish and the Chaymish. He says, when are you Maisav a Chaymish and the Chaymish? If the Chaymish has a similarity to the Keren. So he explains as follows. He explains that, let's say by Hegdish, the Keren of Hegdish, what brought about the Keren? How did it become Hegdish? Hegdish comes to Nedra Nedove. He decided to be Magdish something. Now, when he's poided something, he decided to be poided. When you're poided, you're Maisav HaChaymish. So just like the Keren came through his Rotzen, he's not Mechuyev to be Magdish. He was Magdish Birtzoinai HaToy. When he was poided in Maisav HaChaymish, so the Chaymish also comes Mirtzoinai HaToy. He's poided, so he has to be Maisav HaChaymish. Fine. So the Chaymish is similar to the Keren. It is a Momin Gavoya that came Al Yedei Ritzoinai. Fine. So you want to be paid to the Chaymish? So just like when you pay to the Keren, you're Maisav Chaymish. When you pay to the Chaymish, you're also Maisav Chaymish. Masha'in came by Maisav Sheni. How did it become Maisav Sheni? To Ritzoinai HaToiv? No. You to be Mafresh Maisav Sheni. The Keren came to Achiv HaTeira. I had to, I'm Achiv to be Mafresh Maisav Sheni. What made the Chaymish? I decided to be poided. So the Chaymish came Mirtzoinai. The Keren came through Achiv HaTeira. So there the Chaymish is not similar to the Keren. So therefore there's no, so on the Keren you're Maisav Chaymish. There's no din on the Chaymish you're Maisav Chaymish. This is how the Eir Sameach explains this Tosfos. What? Time of the Krah. Yeah, but Tosfos says we see opposites in the Talmud. See, he's Magdil. Why it is that way? Now, let us start learning. Let us just start from Amar Rav, then we'll try perhaps to get a bigger clarity in a difficult sugya. Amar Rove, my time the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Hegdish Rishain Yomaisif Chaymish, but Hegdish Sheni, that means if you machalo the Hegdish and now you paid it, you're not Maisif Chaymish. Amar Rove, my time the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Krov, Vim HaMagdish Yigal as Beisoy. Hamagdish v'loy hamatfis. So in Pasuk it says that hamagdish yigal es beisoy, hamagdish v'loy hamatfis. That the hold in chaymish is by hamagdish, but if he was mamshech the kedusha from the previous hagdish, he's not maisav chaymish. So Rashi. Hamatvis ze tachas rishim, shasheni nitvas bikdusha shel acher. The sheni is nitvas in the kdusha of the first one. V'loi machmas atzmai boloi. Not machmas itself, it's mamshech the kdusha. So then the din is that he's not Moisef Achaymish. Toni tano kamei derabolosa. Now, oops. Amoira, who was Boki in Baraises, said over a Baraise, Bifnei Rabbeloso. What was the Braise? This is a Pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai. Ve'im ba'behema hatmeya upada be'erkecha. Now, in this Pasuk says, v'im ba'behema hatmeya upada be'erkecha, it says, it should be Moisef Achemish. So this Pasuk tells us, yepoide a'behema tmeya, that means a person was magdish abehemet male abedek habayis, upoda be'erkech, and he was poided, and he says further in the posik, he's moisef achaymish. Fine. So now, in the baraisa, it says as follows, we're going to see a lot of difficult words here, but let's just say what the baraisa said. Ma behemot meye miyuchedes shetchilosa Hegdish. Now, just like this Behemah is speaking about Shetchilosa Hegdish, that means he was Magdishit, not that this Behemah received a Kedusha from a Dovoshal Hegdish, not that you were a Machalal a Kedusha from another Dovoshal Hegdish and this Behemah Tmei. No, this Behemah was Tchilosa Hegdish. It was Magdishit alone. Vekula, so this alone is a problem. Who says that that's the case? The Gemara is going to speak about it. So we just have to say the words. Al Kaponim, the Baraisa said that the Behemah Tmei is speaking about Tchilosa Hegdish, number one. V'kula la'shamayim, and it's kula la'shamayim, which means that a person is magdisha behema tmeya, there's nothing in, he's magdisha lebedek abayis, so normally he has nothing in the behema, he's magdisha lebedek abayis. What will lebedek abayis do with it? They're gonna sell it and make money for it. But al kaponim, he has nothing in this behema, kula la'shamayim. Umay alimbo, and there's a din mila. All of a sudden we jump to mila, which is a tremendous problem. Who's talking about mila over here? The pasuk is speaking about chaimish. Afkol shetchilosa hegdish, v'kula la'shamayim me'alim bo. This was a baraisa. So the baraisa says we learn out from this pasuk that the din mila was only said if tchilosa hegdish, which is a pella, and kula la'shamayim, which is a pella, and then mayalimbo, which is a third pella. The whole baraisa is pillei ploy. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, v'im ba behema hatmeya. So Rashi says, first we have to know what the drash is. There's an extra base there. It's speaking about, he was magdish a behema tmeya. What's v'im ba behema tmeya? There's an extra base. The base means So the base telling us, I'm telling you a halacha by a behemot meya, and I'm telling you that all hegdeshes which are similar to this behemot meya have one halacha. I'm telling you hegdeshes behegdeshes shehen ki behemot meya. Kam halacha v'yosef chamishisay. So this pasuk is telling us guidelines. When are you moisif achaymish behekdeish shehen ki behemot mei? Fine. Now, what characteristics are there by a hegdish of a behemot mei? So the Baraisa makes two characteristics. Characteristic number one, ma behemot meya tchilosa hegdish, that it became hegdish, he was magdishit. Not that a kedusha was neschalal on it. Zukt Rashi, Lakame Porech, Mile Mashkachos Lanami Shitei Hegdishani. Who says Behemet Meir speaking about that he was Magdishit? maybe, it's just talking about a baby behemoth tamei that's Kaddish. How it became Kaddish, there's no inkling from the Pasuk that tells us how it became Kaddish. The Weisse says, just like a baby tamei is Tchilos HaHegdish. Who says? That's a Kashevite. Okay. She has to be sent to Bedek HaBayis, Tachas Bedek HaBayis Achas. Maybe Behemah Tmeya means there was another Behemah, there was a Sus, and he went and took his Chamer, and he said, this Chamer should be Tachas the Sus. And now you want to be Poyter, the Chamer, you have to be Moisef HaChemish. Who says that the Behemah Tmeya, the Pasuk is speaking about the first Sus, maybe it's speaking about the Chamer that was Nitvas Tachas HaSus. That's one problem. V'kulo la'shamay. Now this behemoth meya is kulo la'shamay. So Rashi says that's true. She'ein le'bailim b'klum. If you have, he was magdish a behemoth meya, so the bailim do not have anything in this behemoth. The stam hegdish behemoth meya lebedek habayis. She magdish a lebedek habayis. See, and if he's magdish a lebedek habayis, he doesn't have anything in it. It's kulo la'shamay. Umay alimbo, and there's a din of mila. Zot Rashi hashta kasal kedaitoch the mila mamish koma. He means mila. The Gemara understood the Baraisa face value. He says umay alimbo. So alimbo means there's a din mila. So Rashi says we have to know this doesn't make sense. We cannot learn the Baraisa the way it says, B'leyev shalei luk mihochi. We really can't learn Pshat in the Baraisa like this. Choda dekro loy b'mili mishtoi. The Pasuk isn't talking about Mila. I'm saying that Behemoth is telling me adin hegdish, hegdashis kamoisoi, that is, that they have the same din. The Pasuk isn't speaking about adin Mila. The Pasuk is speaking about adin chaymish. V'oi. In Kasha number 2, the filo les kabo kolhani shaychem yilal inyan hegdish. This statement that the din me'ile is kuloi la'shamayim is not true. It's false. There's a din me'ile filo, it's not kuloi la'shamayim. Zok terishash, what does Rashi mean? Terishash, I'll tell you two cases. One case, a shlomim, after you were zayrik the dam, you're moyel in the imurim. The imurim is lagavoy, you're moyel in the imurim. Now, is the imurim of the baim that's kulei lashamayim? The baim is eaten by the bailim, the kahanim eat their chelik. So the imurim is kulei lashamayim a chelik. So you see, there's a din me'ila, so it's not kulei lashamayim. Case number one. Case number 2, Koche Kochim, before Zrike, you're moil in the Bosa. Now the Bosa is also not Lashemayim. Now who's gonna eat the Bosa? The Kanim gonna eat the Bosa. So the Rishash brings down two cases that you have a behemoth that's Kodosh, and it's not Kulei Lashemayim. Koche Kochim, the boso will be eaten by Kahanim, it's not Kulei Lashemayim. Kochim Kalim, after Zrike, the Yomel and the Imurim, even though the whole behemoth is not Lashemayim. So you see, this Yisod of Kulei Lashemayim is not a Tnai Chiyuvi in Din Mila. And here the Brais is telling us, you know, the Pasuk is telling us, Klolim and Hilchas Mila. So Rashi says there's three major problems in this. Number one, the Pasuk isn't speaking about Mila. And number two, the Halach is not true. Because you don't, I can show you cases that it's not Kulei Lashamayim, and this is in Mila. Yeah. So this is a bit, the price is very problematic. Okay. Now. This Tana told the Samoire, who was booking Baraisis, told over this Baraisis to Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza. Omale Rabbi Loza le Tana. He says, but you told me a Medrash Pli over here. This Baraisis is a Medrash Pli. He says, Bishloime kula lashamayim, the halacha that you're saying, number one, it's not applicable all over, but in one case it makes sense. Lamute kochim kalim, kiven de islay lebailim bigavayu, les bohu mile. Kochim kalim, before Zrike, since the Bailim will eat from the korban, so there's no din mila on it. So could be the case, the guidelines are not true all over. We say kochim before Zrike, there's a din mila. But al kaponim, this aloche is in certain cases true. That means he didn't say a complete falsehood. There is a case of that it's not kulei lashamayim and there's no din mila. That's kochim kalim lifnei zrike. There's no din because the time of lachilas abayim. Fine. So that chelik of the baraisa, no, I can understand. Tchilas Hegdish, but you said another Tanai. Tchilas Hegdish, that you said, when is there a din mi'ile? When it's Tchilas Hegdish, like in Bibheimat Meye. Lemute Mai, you said, what are you telling me? Tchilas Hegdish or the Isbe Mile? Saif Hegdish less Be Mile. That's what you're telling me. Good. He said, good. That Saif Hegdish, that means Hegdish Shani, if I was matvis, a kedusha is better gabais and something else. So since this is a hegdish sheini, there's no din mila. Less pay mila. So that's his kashach. I mean, this is zicher wrong. That means the halacha that you need kula l'shamayim. No. There is a case in it, which is true, that by kochim kalim of Nezrike, is no mila because it's not kulei lashamayim, but soimid lachilas bailam. But this thing that you said, tchilas hegdish is bei mila, soif hegdish less bei mila, that doesn't make sense. It's zichen not like that. This is mamish false. So Rabbi Leza told him, so, we can't understand this baraisa the way that you said over the words. Something's wrong there. Dume le'inyan chaimish kamrit. Maybe you don't mean me'ile, you mean chaimish. That you mean that the tchilas hegdish is chaimish. The first hegdish was magdish. If you paid it, it's a din chaimish. Hegdish sheni, there's no din chaimish. Maybe that's what you're saying. Uch Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We just mentioned before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this halacha. Ishki v'im magdish igalas beisoy, a magdish uloy a matvis. So maybe that's what this baraisa is telling us, that hegdish sheni and not mais of chaimish. Amalei in ochi kamin. Oh yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. You have to read between the lines. Fine. So kan shayla ben kochi kamin. I mean, please. You said one thing. He's saying another thing. So let's see Rashi. Dil melinian chaimish kamrit hach meile. That what you said mile. Lav mila mamish kama. You don't mean, you're not talking about a din mila. V'loi b'nana min a hegdush. Ela b'chaymish kama. You mean, you pay a chaymish. V'abolib dois hegdush kama. You speak, v'abolib dois hegdush kama. Ay, v'kori le chaymish mila. So why do you call a chaymish mila? Mishum de mila nami shaya chaimish. Lamute hegdisheni also of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, that's the mere pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Loza just told them what pshat in the Barais is as follows. What are tashlume mi'ile? Tashlume mi'ile is keren v'chaimish. What are the tashlumim where one is paid the hegdish? Keren v'chaimish. So the Baraisa is telling us, we're not speaking about mila over here. We have to understand, we're speaking about tashlume mila, which is gematria keren v'chaimish. So he says, tashlume mila, which is keren v'chaimish, is by hegdish rishin and not by hegdish sheni. So in other words, if you pay the hegdish sheni, there's no dinai sofis chaimish. That's what he's saying. So when he said mila, he meant tashlume mila. And perhaps we could say that tashlume mila is mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. The first in tashlumim of Kerem v'chaimish is in Parshas Vayikra. Here we're up to Bechukaisai, and we're talking about Pidyon Hegdish is also Kerem v'chaimish. So it's not so far-fetched that the Tana who is telling us Hilchis Pidyon Chaimish, which Pidyon Hegdish, which is Kerem v'chaimish, so he says, you know, that the din of Tashlume Mila, which the Kerem v'chaimish, which we hear in Parshas Vayikra, this din by the din of Tashlume Mila, which is Kerem v'chaimish, is only applicable by Hegdish Rishon, not by Hegdish Shein. So that's so we got already through the part of the Baraisa. Fine. And he told them, yeah, Enoch and Enoch, he came, that's what I mean. I mean, you have to understand what I said. I meant Tashlum and Mila. I didn't mean Mila, I'm not talking about Mila. I'm talking about Tashlum and Mila, which is Karen V'chaimish. Now, that's what I'm saying, like Yeshua ben Levi, that Karen, the din of Hisophis Chaimish is only by Hegdish Rishin, and not by Hegdish Ein. And how do you know this? But let's learn the Baraisa now. Now we know what the Baraisa is speaking about. How do we know this? Because it says, Behemah. And Behemah is speaking about Hegdish Rishon. So Bamela, so I learned now, Behemah, every Hegdish that's Dumya to Behemah Tmeya, there's a din of Kerem B'chaimish, which means Hegdish Rishon. Omar le-Ravashi le-Ravine, so Rav Ashi asked Ravine, Behema Tmeya Betchilas Hegdish Isa, Beemza Hegdish Lesa. Who told you that Behema Tmeya is speaking about Tchilas Hegdish? Good, you're talking about Ashlum Mechaimish. Dumye de Behema Tmeya. Who says Behema Tmeya is speaking about Tchilas Hegdish? Maybe it's speaking about Hegdish Sheini. That's the Kashi, which is a shreklich kasha. Let's see Rashi. Be'emtza hegdish lesser. Nehei de besoif hegdish loy mashkachas lo. Now let us just understand Teitschwerda. There's tchilas hegdish, there's emtza hegdish, and there's soif hegdish. Let's explain what that means. Soif hegdish means that the tachlis of the hegdish is that this should be used for hegdish the way it is. Not that this should be a medium in order to get money. This is hegdish. So it's a mashbo. A person is magdish a stone, the Vedic Abayas. This stone, the hegdish is not pshat, is the magdish the stone, you'll sell this. No. The stone is Soif Hegdish. That means that the purpose of the Hegdish of this stone is that whenever there'll be a need to, you'll need a stone for a wall of Hegdish, a binyan of Hegdish, this is the stone. That's called Soif Hegdish. That means the Hegdish was, the Tachlis is, that this Hegdish should remain. Soif Hegdish means this. It's not oimid liftois. It's oimid to be used by hegdish. Now, when a person is magdish a behemet meya, is magdish a behemet meya. Now, what is hegdish going to do with a behemet meya? They have nothing what to do with a behemet meya. The sole revach the hegdish is from a behemet meya is let's say it was Magdish Achamoy Lebedek Abayis. So Hegdish has Achamoy, which is worth X amount of money. So Memele, now with this Chamoy, either Bezdin will get money, or be Machalal it on a stone, if you need stone. This Hegdish is not Seif Hegdish. This is not a Hegdish that the Tachlis is to remain Hegdish. This Hegdish is a Hegdish to bring something for Hegdish. It is a means of bringing something for Hegdish. That's Tchilas Hegdish. And you can have Hegdishaini. Hegdishaini means that let's make a scenario. Reuven was Magdish a horse for Hegdish. Hegdish will not use the horse. The purpose of the horse was that Hegdish will get money. Someone will come and be mechalal the horse on a chamor. Fine, we're not finished yet. So now we have, perhaps we're closer to the stone, but it's irrelevant. Now someone was Magdish, was mechalal the kedusha of the horse, Anachamel. This is called Hegdishaini. It's not Saif Hegdish. Now I want to be, now you are saying that this parsha that says when you make a chilul of Hegdish, you have to be Maisif Achaimish. This is only by Hegdish Rish, and this is only by if the Bailim who was Magdish the horse, he wants to be paid the horse, he has to be Maisav HaChaymish. But the person who, but now, if they were Mechalal, the horse on a Chamor, and you want to be paid the Chamor, there's no din Maisav HaChaymish. But the Gemara, who says? Who told you that the Moshel of Behemoth Meya is a Moshel Hegdish Rishon Vlei Hegdish Sheni? It doesn't say in the Pasuk at all how this Behemoth Meya became Hegdish. Could be the Bible was Magdish. Could be it's a Hegdish Shein. You're right. It's not talking about a Seif Hegdish. That's you're right. Because if we're speaking about a Moshel of a Sus or a Chamoel, the Tachlis is this will not remain for Hegdish. Hegdish has no use for a Sus or Chamoel. Mestomai, they didn't hold, they didn't want to have Susim and Chamoelim of Hegdish because it's a Shrek with Mila. They didn't want that. So this, the Sus and the Chamoir were only a Hechetimsa out to get, to be Mechalot on either money or something else, to make a Seif Hegdish. So that was the Kash, Amalei Ravashi, Ravina, Behemot, Meya, Betrilis, Hegdish, Isa, Beemtsa, Hegdish, Lesa? I don't understand you. So let's see Rashi now. Nehei, the Beseif Hegdish, Le Mashkachas, you're right. That a behemoth meya is not soif hegdish. Mishum, the lavla mezbeach hosia, the sus is not oimet to be makim on the mezbeach. That's called soif hegdish. Beloy leshoke bebinyin, it's not oimet to be part of a binyin. Obamir behegdish sheini mashkachas lo, shematvisa tachas acha, v'choizer upoida oisa. So Memele, so we're asking a pertinent question. You are deriving from this pasuk that if a person is poi the emtsa hegdish, he's not moisef chaimish. Where does it say in the pasuk? Because the pasuk gave a marshal a behemoth meyer. A behemoth meyer, you're right, a behemoth meyer is not soif hegdish. But it could be Trilis Hegdish, it could be Emtsa Hegdish. So where did you see in the Pasuk that Emtsa Hegdish is not in Beisafas Chaymish? That's the Kasha, which is a Shreklach Kasha. Om Alei Rav Acha Midifte L'Ravine. So Om Alei L'Fi She'eino B'Seif Hegdish. But L'Fi She'eino B'Seif Hegdish. This is a marshal. It's a dogma of something that's not b'soif hegdish. Let's see what Rashi says. Fi she'eino b'soif hegdish, u'mishem hochi imet emtsa hegdish mino k'dem aforish ba'ozo. We were memayit emtsa hegdish because it's not soif hegdish, and this is difficult to understand. What do you mean? It's not soif hegdish, but could be emtsa hegdish also ma'isa b'chaymish. Amale Rav Achmi Diftel Ravine. Aber Behem sagt es mir, he answered him, Amale Levi Shein and Besoifek. Since it's not Besoifek, the stats are not Moisef Chemish. Amale Rav Achmi Diftel Ravine, Behem sagt es mir, Yehisa. But Behem sagt es, it could be, Beloisef, Nami Chemish. Seif Hegdish, you're not paid. Seif Hegdish, you came to the Tachlis. But Emsa Hegdish, it is. So it's Oime to be Nifte. So you should be Meisef HaChemish. Omalei, Harei Hu Ki Seif Hegdish. No. Harei Hu Ki Seif Hegdish. Emsa Hegdish is like Seif Hegdish. Ma Seif Hegdish, Eine Meisef HaChemish. Af emtsa hegdish ainay meisef chaymish. No, it's like seif hegdish. I have a limud from this pasuk. It's like seif hegdish. Now we're going to say a moira de Rashi. I'm going to have problems in the Gemara. But let's see what Rashi says. Seif hegdish midaminon liseif hegdish. No, in this pasuk it says we're midame emtsa hegdish to seif hegdish. Ma seif hegdish nafkelon minodem emayet chaymish b'chaymish. That's zicher. Seif hegdish, you're not, now, the moshul. We have a moshul. The posik spoke about a behemet mei. Is a behemet mei a seif hegdish? No. That's for sure. So ma seif hegdish nafkelon minodem emayet chaymish. That's for sure. I mean, that's what the posik is telling us. Afem tse hegdish. Also, it's Mamayit from Chaymish. So now, Rashi starts explaining a little bit. I mean, we made a very nice jump. Just like Seif Hegdish, you're not Meisav Chaymish. So, Emtsa Hegdish, you're also not Meisav Chaymish. Now, how did he get that? So Rashi says like this. V'Seif Hegdish Vadai B'loi Mi'uta Dekro Nami L'Shaych Be'Chaymish Dolei Porik Lei. Now, Rashi says, Omer Dekezach. Seif Hegdish, a person was Magdish, a stone, the bed of Kabayis. So it's Oymed, it's not Oymed to be Nifte, it's Oymed to be used. So Rashi says like this, so Seif Hegdish, B'metzias, that's a type Seif Hegdish. It's Oymed not to be Nifte, to be used. Now, if it's Oymed to be used, and not to be Nifte, then need a posik to tell me that Moisef HaChemish. Seif Hegdish, you're not poiding, Gansen. That's a type Seif Hegdish. So Rashi says like this, V'soif hegdish vadei b'loi me yuta dekro nami lo shayich b'chaymish, do le porik le. So now like this, so Rashi says something as follows. Rashi says like this, the posik spoke about an article that can't be soif hegdish. It's speaking about a behemet mei. A behemet mei is not soif hegdish. Now, why did the Torah choose to speak about such an article to tell me, oh, this, in this case, you're Moisef Chaymish. Moisef Chaymish. Something that's Soif Hegdish, you're not Moisef Chaymish. That's the dogma of the Pasuk. The Pasuk give me a dogma. But can't show you a ben, please. You don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Soif Hegdish, you're not Moisef Chaymish, because Soif Hegdish, you're not Poyde. So now let's see what Rashi says. V'soif hegdish vaday b'loy miyuta dekronami l'shaych b'chaymish. Do le porik le. The Torah gave us a dogma to be memayit something that you're not, this case you're Moisef HaChemish, and another case you're not Moisef HaChemish. And what is the case speaking about? So can't say that the posik is coming to tell me that Soif Hegdish in Amaisef HaChemish, Dolei Porik Lei. Miu Ahani Miyute Dekro Ledimiyuilei Emtsa Hegdish to Soif Hegdish. So that means, so Rashi is saying like this. This is Pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is telling us something. It's telling us, you know, only in this case you're Amaisef HaChemish. Now, the Pashtid Dekro is coming to tell us what this case is not Seif Hegdish, because Abhemet Mei is never Seif Hegdish. But he can't say that, because I don't need a Pasuk to tell me Seif Hegdish, you're not Moisef HaChemish, because Seif Hegdish, you're not Poyde, period. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that that Emes Hegdish is like Seif Hegdish. And that's kind of the Marshall. That the Marshall's come to tell this and not Seif Hegdish. And Seif Hegdish, I know you're not Moshe Bechemish. So it's coming to tell us that Emes Hegdish is like Seif Hegdish. Fine. Yohani Miyuta the Koli Dmuyele Emes Hegdish. The Belav Miyuta Le Motzis Tatmimayit. The belav miyute. If there wouldn't be a miyute, like motzis lemigma emtsa hegdish misayif hegdish. Without a miyute, you couldn't learn out emtsa hegdish misayif hegdish. The hos mishum doy shaiche be chaymishu. Saif hegdish. There's no chaymish. There's no pidyon. Fine. So now, if we would stop here, come, we got through the baraisa. The Baraisa is telling us the Posik gave us a dugma of something that's not Seif Hegdish, that can never be Seif Hegdish, to be Memayit, theoretically Seif Hegdish, but it can't be Memayit Seif Hegdish, for Seif Hegdish, you're not Poide. So Kolchoch, that's Pshat and Demir, that's coming to us, and Emes Hegdish is like Seif Hegdish. So if the Gemara would stop here, we would perhaps say we understand the Gemara. But let's go a little further. Fine? Well, let's see the Gemara in the Beinik. Amalei ravacha medifta lavidi b'emtz hegdish miyisef v'lo yisef na michaymish. Amalei herrei ukis soif hegdish. Ma soif hegdish eini maysef chaymish. Af emtz hegdish eini maysef chaymish. Omar lei Rav Zutre berei de Rav Mori le Ravine, my chos is the mirmes lei le soif hegdish. How do you know that this posik is coming to tell us that emtze hegdish is lei soif hegdish, the medames lei le soif hegdish, nidmayu le tchiles hegdish, let's be medamet to tchiles hegdish. And let us, maybe how do you know to derive from this posik that Emes Hegdish is like Seif Hegdish? Maybe the posik is, maybe we'll be medamet to Tchilas Hegdish. Now, let us stop here for a minute. How could one ask such a question? I have a miyut. I have a miyut. The miyut, I don't need the miyut. The miyut is not Seif Hegdish, that's for sure. But I don't need the miyut for Seif Hegdish because Seif Hegdish is not paid the period. So Kochach, the meat is coming for Emtze Hegdish. That's Pshat and the meat. So now he asks me, no. Maybe Emtze Hegdish is like Tchilas Hegdish. So what's the meat for? So this Kasha Taisva says. This is Taisva's Akasha. But we will not get into the Kasha. But we'll just know that it's Shver. And we'll go further. This Kasha Taisva says. Somewhere in the Kasha. But we'll learn the Gemara to be mistakes. So the Gemara says, no. What's the Raya? What is the raya that the posik is mamayit emtze hegdish and it's telling us it's like seif hegdish? Let's be medame emtze hegdish to tchilas hegdish. My chos is the medame sleil seif hegdish in my le tchilas hegdish. Fine. Amalei mistavre le seif hegdish havale lidmui. So now we don't have a hechich for some reason. So the Gemara says, "Mistavre l'seif hegdish avolei l'dmuye, shekein nitfas mi nitfas." That usually seif hegdish is a dovol nitfas, nitfas mi nitfas. That means that seif hegdish usually people are magdish things. And then hegdish, the machal dan money, and then with the money, Hegdish buys stones. So the Seif Hegdish is a stone. Usually that means people usually people did not possess the articles what Hegdish needed Bapoyo. That means either, no, people were Magdish, Bahamas, whatever they had, and they were Machalu this money, and from the money we purchased a stone, which is Seif Hegdish. But normally, the Seif Hegdish was nitfas. That means it came, it wasn't a direct Hegdish. It came through a Chagadya. Someone was Magdish Abayimah, Tamei the Bay, Ramachal the Baymah, Tamei and money. And with the money, Bezen bought what, Hegdish bought what they needed. So Seif Hegdish is a nitvas. It's not an original Hegdish. So Hegdish Sheini is also not an original Hegdish. So maybe, let's be bedam. So, now forget, you're right. From the Pasuk, I don't have any raya. But let's compare. Seif Hegdish is normally a dover hanitvas. Emtza Hegdish is a dover hanitvas. So we're medam and nitvas le nitvas. So just like Seif Hegdish is no chaymish, so Emtza Hegdish is no chaymish. Fine. Frekta Gemara, Adarabe, you're looking at it in that oifen. Letchilas Hegdish abole lidmuye. Shekain dovo sheyesh achov kedusha, mi dovo sheyesh achov kedusha. Look at the Gemara. Look at it differently. Tchilas hegdish, the purpose, what's the tchilas hegdish? Let's talk about a tchilas hegdish of a behemoth meyer. What is the purpose of this hegdish? A person was magdish asus. What's the purpose of this? That Hegdish should remain with us, with the Hegdish should remain with us, Sus? No. The purpose is that from this Sus, we should get a safe Hegdish. That's the purpose. This is only a means of, so a means to get a safe Hegdish. So Fakir, if you're working with comparison, Fakir, this Emtza Hegdish is the same Tachlis of Trilas Hegdish. That Trilas Hegdish, the Tachlis is Yesh Havale Shekendovish Yesh Achav Kedusha. The purpose of Trilas Hegdish is that from this Trilas Hegdish I should get something else. Yesh Achav Kedusha. And Emtza Hegdish is also the same thing. Not Seif Hegdish. Emtza Hegdish is also Midovish Yesh Achav Kedusha. So Memela, we have here now the Gemara is stuck. That means the Gemara is saying like this. The Baraisa learned out from this Pasuk that Emtza Hegdish and not Moisef HaChaimish because of the Dugme of Behemet Meyeh. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. Seif Hegdish, there's no Chaimish. But how could you be Memait Emtza Hegdish? Emtza Hegdish is Dumya de Trilas Hegdish, just like Trilas Hegdish, the Tachlis of Trilas Hegdish is Sheish Achrov Kedusha, so Emtza Hegdish is also the same thing. So we're stuck, so how do you know to be Mamayit Emtza Hegdish? So the Gemara says, Kedi Omar Rove, Ho'oilo Oilo Rishoyne. Rove says, it says a hey, ho oilo. So the hey is coming to tell us the first oilo. Ho chinami hatmeya, tmeya rishoino. Hatmeya means tmeya rishoino. So it says, ve'im ba behema hatmeya. So the hatmeya is coming to tell us that this was the first hegdish. That's pshatn hey. From Rava, we see when there's an extra hay, the hay is coming to tell us this is the first one. Ha'oila, oila, rishayna, the first oila. So mele here, it means the first hegdish. So now, Baruch Hashem, we know pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is telling us, he says, ve'im ba behema hatameya. Ba behema hatameya. Ba behema is meaning behegdish. It's speaking about a hegdish that's similar to a behemoth meya. Such a hegdish a meisef achaymish. What's the similar to a behemoth hatmei to a first one? You're only meisef chaymish by a first hegdish. You're not meisef chaymish by a hegdish niya. That is the end of the b'ray. So let's see what Rashi says. Kid'omarova, kloima, behedye imit emtze hegdish mino, Kidaoma Rove Beseida Yumem Hoila Dhsiv Gabi Seida Hamaroche Ubir Olea Hakoin Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker. After they made the Maroche they put two eitzim Vorach Oleho Hoilo Hey Yseira Dorishite Hirishoino, that this should be the first aktore. Shelo yehei hegter koidem letomid shel shachar. That the first aktore and the atzei amaroche should be the tomid shel shachar. So we see the hey teaches us ha'ilo rishoina. So what it means here means the hegdish rish. That is the makoyel. Now let's just learn a little further till the Mishnah. We won't get into the complexities of this paraisa, but just to finish this sugya. Tanya kevosei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now we learned a paraisa araya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Poro zu tachas poro shel hegdish. Talis zu tachas talish shel hegdish. Hekdeshoi podi. So now we're talking about a hegdish knee over here. We're talking about a hegdish knee. Poro zu tachas poro shel hegdish. Talis zu tachas talish shel hegdish. Hekdeshoi podi. So the first hegdish is podi. Viyad hegdish alo al yoyne. We won't go into this now, what this means. Poro zu b'chomesh shloim tachas poro shel hegdish. Here he said, this poro, which is worth 5 shloim, should be tachas poro shel hegdish. Talo zu b'chomesh shloim tachas talo shel hegdish. Hegdeshei podi. Here it doesn't say yat hegdish alo yoyne. We have to understand what the Chiddush of the Braise is, but we won't go into this now. Now the Braise continues. Al Hegdish Rishon Moisef Chaimish. Al Hegdish Sheini Ein Moisef Chaimish. So now the Braise spoke about 2 Hegdishes. Porezu Tachas Porish Al Hegdish. So the Porish Al Hegdish was a Hegdish Rishon. Porezu is a Hegdish Sheini. So now the Baraisa says that on the first pore that you pointed the first pore, you're Moisef Chaimish. On the second pore, you're not Moisef Chaimish. And that is a raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And just let's see the last Rashi. Al hegde sheni im choza upoda ezeh. You're not Moisef Chaimish. This is a raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now let us see Taisvis, we'll see some of the Taisvis in, and we'll see, perhaps we'll get a little clearer. Zok Taisvis, Bishloime Kula Lashemayim Lemu'uti. That Kula Lashemayim is coming to tell us Yimamayit Kochim Kalim. At Kivadis Lulabailam Begavayu. So Taisus says, the last bumila, avamotzla mifrech, akrabimila, loy mishtoi. Dilme le'inyin choymish koma. So the Gemara said, and this is the maskonis ha-Gemara, that this beraise vimbabheima hatmeye is coming to tell us that a hegdish sheini, if you're poida, a hegdish sheini, you're not maisav choymish. Frag Taisvis a pertinent kasha. Vim toima hokva mematinen hegdishaini min hamagdish v'loi hamatvis. The Gemara just brought before a memra Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm sure in my time with Rabbi Shimon Levi, Omar krovim hamagdish yigdal es beisoi hamagdish v'loi hamatvis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brought a posik. That if a magdish is poide, is Moisef Chaimish. If a matvis, that means the kedusha was nitvas on the second thing, and you want to be poide the second thing, you're not Moisef Chaimish. Frek Taisvis, we just had a posik to tell us this din, that a magdish is Moisef Chaimish. If you're poide adova hanitvas, you're not Moisef Chaimish. That's what it says in the posik. And now we have an abaraisa to tell us the same thing. V'yeshloima, and for Toises a meridike teretz, and we'll say 2 meridike kashas on this teretz. Dekra de la'el mayri b'magdish beisoy, v'hoche mayri b'behemo t'meye d'havim b'talfo. Utsrichi. Period. So what does Taisva say? Well, maybe we're not too smart to understand the oimekadvorim, but let us just say the words. So Taisva says, there's hegdish karke, there's hegdish metalto. So what is Taisva saying? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, by hegdish karke, amagdisheni, you're not moisef achoimish. The Barais is saying, that by hegdish metalto, hegdisheni, you're also not moisef achoimish. Fine. Now, we'll be very tremistic. Yeah, no, the Tudinim, this is Kalke, this is Metaltum. I need a posseg by both. So I'd like to just say over two Meirdike Kashas from the Gedoyle Achreinim and Taisvis. We finished the sugye, the Gemara says, Tanya kebosei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We have a raya to Rabbi, the end of the sugya, right before the Mishnah. Tanya kebosei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Porazu tachas porazu, talazu tachas talazu. Ala risha in alagdish risha, maisef chaymish, alagdish eini, ein maisef chaymish. Now what is this Baraisa speaking about? Metaltalim. Baraisa speaking about metaltalim. The posik of metaltalim that we learn at Vimba Behemat Meye. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was machadish by karke hegdesheni yena moisef chaymish. Fine. And we learned to me, Mr. Ktaisis, there's a chilek, karke, metalta. Fine. So tanya kevosi de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and shuldigt. This price is speaking about metalta them. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was machadish by karke. And Taisis, I said, they're two different dinim. By metalta them, need a posik. By karke, need a posik. Tanya kevosi de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shemish amayim. This kasha, the Chidushi Beis Meir asks on Taisus. A moridike kasha. Doesn't say a terence. A second kasha, the Mayon Echochim and Madura Basra asks on this Taisus, which is also a pillay ploy. We hear on Daf Nundalit Omed Aleph, Taisus brings down a machloikis in the Gemore, Tolush Ulbesoif Chibroi, a house, that is made of dvorim tlushim, and you attach this to karke. Does it have a din of metaltalim? Does it have a din of karke? And it's a machlekes in this. It's a machlekes tolish of seif chibre, is a din karke or metaltalim. Frekte mayon echochme, if we will learn tolish of seif chibre has a din metaltalim, this pasuk ve'im hamagdish yigal es beisoy. Know what beisoy is? Beisoy means he built a house. That's the type beisoy. Beisoy is tolish l'psoiv chibroy. Could be beisoy means the karke tachtav also, but beisoy means the house also. He was poide the bias lock, stock, and barrel. So it was poide karke and metaltalim. And it says in the posek, hegdesheini, you're not moisef chaymish. So I know metaltalim also. So what's pshat and taisus? These are two meiridike kashas, which we will remain with the kashas in not attempt to fend for them. Okay. About Kaponim, this is what Taisvis says. Taisvis differentiates between Kark and Metalt. Umishim Hochi La'el. Now Taisvis says, I just was Megala to you that, that there's a difference between Metaltalim and Kark. Umishim Hochi La'el Nami Itzra Kesef Erkei La'isif Chaymish Al Chaymish. By karke, there's a posik, we're memakish the chaymish to the keren. And just like by the keren, you're maisav chaymish, by the chaymish, also maisav chaymish. Mishum delek siv chamishi soy, so you need a hekish. Kabi magdish peisoy, af agav de bekro, so therefore you need the hekish of kesef el kecho. אף אגב דבקרו דמקדיש בהם את מי אקסי ביוסף חמישי סוי. In this the Gemara darshan, if there's a vav in חמישי סוי, we darshan חמישי סוב, ליטה אין חיימש על חיימש. So why do you need two psukim? Need a posik by karke, need a posik by metal, then you might have chaymish al chaymish. Is a riot to my yisod, that there's a difference between metal and karke. That's Taisvis riot. So Taisvis is just proving that we're talking about a second din, that by Hegdishaini, if there's a din, they suffer chaymish. But there's another din, if there's a din, mice of chaymish, or chaymish, and the chaymish. And there's two psukim, one by karke, one by metaltlum, so you see clearly that there's a difference between karke and metaltlum.